Tomorrow, February 20th, is National Love Your Pet Day.
Oh, well, you and Pat ought to have a great day tomorrow then.
I would think so, especially since what I have here is information that actually focuses on dogs. You know, while there are many different types of pets, it doesn't always seem like dog is like the default when it comes to pet discussions.
It seems, yes.
Yeah, cat owners would disagree.
They would. Yeah. They would.
I had a cat cross my path this morning on the way to work. I thought, what's he doing out at this hour of the morning, or she? But it wasn't a black one, thankfully.
Ah, so there's no worries about any kind of...
But 3:30 in the morning, what's a cat doing out?
Probably looking for a place to get warm.
I would think, yeah.
Ooh, that's not good. You don't want to leave pets outside. Hopefully there's nobody stray or anything like
that. That's what time my cat loves to be awake. Those are his active hours.
Of course. When you're
in the middle of the night, right.
Yeah, I mean, dogs, cats, birds, fish, you know, hamster, you know, there's all kinds of pets. But, you know, dogs always seem to get the focus. Mm-hmm. And that's no difference in this story here. Yeah, it says, so for National Love Your Pet Day, a survey of 2,000 American dog owners was commissioned, and it was done by one poll. And some of the results I find interesting, and I will say I agree with some. Others, I'm, as much as I love my dog, there's only so much love I have. For example, again, 2,000 dog owners for tomorrow being National Love Your Pet Day. That's why the survey was done. It says here 78% of dog owners consider their dog to be a full-fledged member of the family.
Oh, would have thought it was higher than that.
I know that you're doing it in singular. There are a lot of people who have more than one.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true, too. Yeah. That's true, too.
No, but Pat's got two, right?
Yep, I do.
Yeah.
I've got a neighbor who has four.
Four dogs.
That'd be a lot of dogs. I thought 78%, I thought it would be higher, too, the way some people treat them.
Right.
72% say that they would put themselves in harm's way to save their dog.
Yeah.
Might have to consider the harm.
There's levels for you.
There's a criteria.
I'm thinking, as much as I love my dog, if it's a train barreling down the tracks... Why my dog would be on the tracks in the first place, I don't know, but... And a split-second decision, probably I would leap in and do what I could. Probably, yeah. I can't deny that. This one I thought would be much higher. I'm surprised that this is at 61%. Again, 61% of the 2,000 dog owners surveyed say they prefer their dogs to other people.
Oh, really?
61%.
Yeah.
Don't talk back.
Right.
I was thinking that would be much higher.
Yeah.
I must tell you.
They don't talk back. They love you no matter your faults.
Exactly right.
They're curious, attentive.
A lot of times they're groomed better. A lot of times it's not me that actually has to do the grooming. The dog's grooming itself. And, only 61% there prefer their dogs to other people. Go ahead, Mr. and Mrs. Dog Owner that's living out in our audience and listening in. Go ahead. You can admit it. I thought this would be higher, too. 53% of dog owners admit that they kiss their dogs more than they kiss their partners.
You thought that would be higher?
I thought it would be higher again. Right. If people are going to be honest, no. I will say that's not the case. However, I must say, not that I actively seek out kissing my dog, but sometimes, you know, what it's like playing with a dog, and all of a sudden here comes that tongue.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, whoa, thanks. I love you too, but I wasn't expecting that. My dog has a habit of, when I'm bending over to tie my shoe, deciding she's got to put her nose right in my face.
Of course.
It's like, why? I'm just tying my shoe.
Got to see what's going on.
Yeah, here's my foot. but 53% kiss their dogs more than they kiss their partner. That's over half.
Yeah, it's more than half. Just think that.
34%. Can't stand to be apart from their dog so much that even when they go into the bathroom, they will leave the door open so the dog can come in and be next to them when they're utilizing the restroom. It's like, now this is where I start drawing the line. I'm sorry. Even if nobody's home, I'm sorry. I'll be out a few minutes.
You go out with a dog, don't you? Well, why can't the dog come in with you?
You know, sometimes, other times, just go do what you need to do and let me know when you're done and come back in, you know? In fact, it's outside the patio door. I will close the door behind. Leo go on out, I'll close the door, and I'll open it up when you're ready to come back in. So I expect the same.
Okay, so the dog's used to you closing
the
door.
Exactly
right. So, yeah, right.
And I certainly don't actively invite the dog in while I'm in the bathroom. Maybe in the shower, I suppose, but not for the purposes of 34% do that.
Sometimes I'm going to guess that there are cat owners out there who have the litter box also in the bathroom. It's also nice.
Oh.
It's always great when you're in there and the cat says, great idea, and joins you.
As long as you're doing your business, allow me to do mine. Oh, this is one you'll love, Pat.
Okay, let me hear this.
And I'm glad it's low. 13% say that they do allow their dog to sip water from the same glass that they are using.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm there with you too. As much as I love the dog, you've seen what dogs slobber into their water dish. Imagine that being into your water glass. But 13%, again, this survey according to one poll conducted by 2,000 American dog owners for tomorrow being National Love Your Pet Day. Let's see, a few other things. A third of respondents said that they've cooked a special Thanksgiving meal just for their dog.
Just for the dog, yeah. Well, the dog gets the scraps.
Yeah, but I'm not going to cook a special meal for the...
Yeah.
It's rare that I cook one for ourselves. I'm not going to cook one for the dog.
Right.
47% dress up their pups for Halloween.
Oh, yes. I see a lot of that on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
like more and more, too, every year. Mm-hmm.
And we all know the look on the dog's face. What are you doing to me? Let's see. 28% admit to buying their dog a Valentine's Day gift. Doesn't say in comparison to what they buy for their partner. It just says 28% buy a Valentine's
Day
gift.
Maybe they just buy one for the dog, not for the partner.
It could be.
That could be, yeah.
37% have thrown birthday parties for their dogs.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you play games like... pin the tail on the cat? That's what a dog birthday game would be.
Or the squirrel.
Yeah. Seven in 10, 70%, I guess that would be, wouldn't it? Surveyed said that their dog generally eats better than they do. I've often said that when shopping in the dog food aisle for food and treats that I'll turn to my wife and say, once again, the dog is eating better than we do.
Healthier.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you look at all the nutrition? In fact, I find myself reading the nutrition labels on dog food more than I read on the food I'm consuming. What's wrong with me? I don't know.
I'd love to know the percentage of people, dog owners, who allow their dogs to sleep in bed with them.
I think that was mentioned in here.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Let's see. 50%. Yeah, 50% say they let their dogs sleep in bed with them.
Oh, I would have thought that would have been a little higher. Yeah.
And sometimes it's not just the fact that you're letting them. It's just that how do you stop them?
Right, unless you close the door or cage
exactly
them up or something right
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then 46% say they let their dogs on the couch with them.
Yeah,
so,
I would see that percentage being higher than those who let them go to bed with them.
Yeah,
I have no choice.
Do dogs snore, Pat?
Oh, yes, they can do that, yes. Dogs
It's interesting when a dog snores or makes other noises or twitches when they're sleeping. I wonder what they're thinking.
It also depends, though, I think, on the breeds as well. Some breeds don't. We have neighbors who have two bulldogs, and it's just funny when they're sleeping. It's like in unison. They are just snoring really loud together. So you bulldog owners, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, there you go, folks. You can do your own comparison to you and your particular dog. Again, it's National Pet Day tomorrow, but the focus here was on dogs.
So treat your pet well tomorrow.
Yeah, very much
not
so.
Not every day, but tomorrow especially.
Some of these we agree with, others.
I'm not celebrating it tomorrow because, it's celebrated every day.
Every day, exactly,
Let me just put it this way. Last night, as I was washing the dishes, I was like, where's the cat and where's one of the dogs? And I looked, and all of a sudden I went in front of the fireplace. There they were, just warming themselves by the fireplace. And I'm glad I bought that fireplace for you guys. That's so nice.
Where you wanted to be.
Yeah,
No, and the dogs
right.
were.
Yeah.
Should have had to come to the kitchen and help you with the dishes.
Such a tough life they have.